Welcome to Highly Questionable. We get a lot smarter around here when she's around. That's Sarah Spain. What do you like on today's show, Sarah?
I like that we look like a delicious bowl of sherbet.
We do, sherbet, don't we? Yeah. Whatever.
I'm smart.
He said the big deal that the Steph Curry plans to play in the Olympics.
The adorable Steph Curry. Everything about his image is pristine. Is playing the savior now to keep us away from American basketball shame at the Olympics. He's going to wrap himself in the flag. Listen to this.
Will you be with Team USA when they go to Tokyo next summer to try for that Olympic gold medal?
That is a plan, for sure.
Injuries, so you're committed. You're willing. You're going to go.
Definitely want to go. That's something that I've never experienced. I've never been on the Olympic team. I've been on two World Cup championship gold medal teams, but the Olympics is an experience that I want, and next year will hopefully be it.
On the one hand, it shouldn't be surprising that he'll commit to the Olympics, but not to the FIBA World Cup. That's sort of what we've always seen, like the best players. Although the war of attrition that they've been fighting in recent years to try to get those guys to stop dropping out and get the biggest names to play is relevant. I think we should keep an eye on this because there are things that used to feel very important that no longer do. Stuff like bowl games for college players who have now decided the money is too great at the next level to risk injuring themselves in what used to be the pinnacle of their college experience. The same goes for NBA players and the Olympics. It may feel to us like it should always still be the most important thing, but as salaries go up and the potential for injuries remains, there is a chance there's a sea change there in how players view the Olympics. Steph Curry saying this now is important because in case any of those players were considering maybe not going anymore, this might help them decide it's still worth it.
I thought the age of American dominance internationally ended when Paul George snapped his leg. I didn't think players were going to commit to this cause anymore, and you saw that they didn't in the most recent tournament that brought a shame. But how perfect is this for Steph Curry? He of the impeccable family image, the impeccable marriage, basically runs around out there with a halo over his head and does a television show on ABC for putt-putt golf. A symbol for purity coming in as a savior for us because he's a lot better and under international rules, he will be great. He's better than anybody we've got by leaps and bounds.
Oh, I know a player who will take the entire NBA season off to prepare for the Olympics.
Carmelo?
Mello!
That's my guy.
That's right. You're too fast. You gotta shout it at the audience.
Should Eli Manning make the Hall of Fame?
This is funny because the only argument you can make is that he's a two-time champion, as many as his brother. Basically, every other statistical category, Eli Manning is a mediocrity. Unless you count those two Super Bowl seasons, you will not find a playoff win in any of the other years. So if you want to measure by winning, he's only won twice in every other year when he's never made the playoffs. However, I will say this, Sarah, Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame with half as many titles, and his record is awful. He's got a lot more interceptions than touchdowns. If the way you do this at that position is simply he's a champion, then you got to put this guy in.
Well, if the way you do it is he's a champion in New York, or a market we pay a lot of attention to, or against teams like the Patriots that we assume are tougher to beat than the other years whenever people beat other teams to win the Super Bowl. That's a lot of what goes into this. Now, listen, there are some stats that sound impressive. Seventh all-time in passing yards, eighth in touchdowns, but a lot of them feel like compiler statistics. That doesn't mean it's not impressive to be a starter for as long as he was and to be in the league for as long as he was at this tough of a position. But when you look at the fact that he was never all-pro, when you look at the fact that he was never top five even at his position really any year, then are you then saying the Hall of Fame is about what you gave to a sport over a number of years while being mostly mediocre and then great for 2 years while helping your team to a Super Bowl? Or are we saying that you were the best, you were the greatest at any given time, which I don't think we can ever really say about Eli.
I think what we can do as a compromise is let him go into the Hall of Fame, but when they beat the Patriots, it was always with four-man rushes. So eight pass rushers have to come with him if that's the way we're going to do it, because the reason they beat the Patriots was they were able to get Brady with four guys.
Well, he's going to make it to the Hall of Fame, no question about it. You know, when his brother makes it, you know, he'll be in the audience.
Yes, he'll be in the audience. He'll be around Canton.
That's right.
Yes, he will be next to his brother's bust at Canton, moving as stiffly as his brother's bust at Canton.
And with that in mind, congrats, Cooper Manning. You are also in the Hall of Fame.
Archie, welcome to the Hall of Fame as well. The entire Manning family. Mama Manning as well.
article smart to stand by Alan Vinatieri.
This is not how you pronounce his name. It's also not the ending that Vinatieri wants here, because he's missed a bunch of extra points and field goals. And when he left the game broken on Sunday, saying he didn't want to talk to reporters, a lot of people assume, myself included, that he was about to retire at 46 years old. But I'm going to read this article from Bleacher Report, the headline. And I'm sorry to do this to the author, Kyle J. Rodriguez, but the headline is Indianapolis Colts, why Adam Vinatieri should be released. February 13th, 2013 was when that article was written. This guy is long past his due date, but if they have the relationship with him that they think he can kick his way out of it, I do understand why they would believe in the single name that you associate with kicking clutchness. There is no second place. This is the guy you associate with that.
Well, and they're in a tough position because he did say he's going to try to beat back the demons that have caused him to struggle. It's tough right after saying that to cut him and not give him a chance to beat back those demons. It's just bad optics, as some would say. But it's worth noting he's missed more kicks through two games, five already, than he did in 8 of 22 full seasons. So this might be a precipitous fall, more so than what we already saw in the last, 6 years, that people have been arguing that he might be past his prime. This is a tough one because not only does he have an incredible name associated with his past and his time in the league, but there is probably a belief that he might be able to get back to that, that it's just a hiccup. And how long do you wait until deciding that this is actually the end?
I don't think that there's another kicker in the league that could have survived this start. Certainly not one at this age. It's only because he has this relationship and this resume.
Oh, this guy is no Eddie Pinheiro. Right?
Oh,
right?
Oh, that's...
Yeah! Right!
No!
That
almost worked. Her Bears allegiance is almost lured her in. Did that count?
So close.
Did we get it? We got her? No? No? Close?
I mean, I'll give it to you. You got me. You got me.
Is he running beer shooting too high to win multiple championships?
He told Howard Beck of Bleacher Report this year, not in 2013. Right now, he is telling Bleacher Report that he's got multiple championships in his sights. And I think that you're like me. You can be impressed by James Harden's general scoring excellence. You could also find it tedious how the way that he wants to win is by telling you at every turn how much he wants to win and how he should have won the MVP trophy over Giannis, not considering a whole nother side of the court. This guy right now is associated with greatness that does not win when it matters. I understand why he hopes this high. I understand why you find it delusional.
Yeah, is he shooting too high? Probably. Maybe just start with one. Is he supposed to say that? Absolutely not. We can't accept that from our athletes, even if it's honesty. What we need from them is cocky bravado. What we need from them is a belief that they are going to bring their city and their team all of the titles, even if it doesn't work out. So I don't mind him saying this, particularly if he mentally in his head needs to tell himself that now that Russ is there and things have changed, that they're going to get a bunch of titles. Why not? Tell yourself that. We'll see what happens in that packed West.
He's going to win not one, not two, not three, but zero championships.
Oh, wow.
That
took a mathematical turn at the end.
Wow.
You thought it might be headed somewhere incrementally. Nah.
Easy news that Joel Embiid had lost 25-pound devalue when it comes while he's eating a spicy tortilla chip.
Oh, those spicy tortilla chips are dangerous. He has damn near the perfect physical body to do athletic things in basketball. How did he lose 25 pounds? It didn't seem like there were 25 pounds to lose there. What do we have here on the spicy chip challenge?
Ooh, let's go.
Oh,
I'm not feeling it at all. Now it's in my ears. I'm not going to drink any milk. I'm used to spice. No, this summer I lost about 25 pounds. I'm about to put it back on with this milk. Oh my God. Man.
It's in my ears is the thing. thing that most makes me relate to him in that moment. How terrible that must be if it's in his ears. How?
Can we play that back for a second? You tell me the difference. Let's say I don't tell you that he's eating an incredibly spicy chip, and all I tell you is watch Joel Embiid. This is how he felt at the end of last season when Toronto broke his heart. This is his reaction to Kawhi Leonard making that shot. Now watch it from that perspective.
And after this video, he sat on the toilet and lost 7 more pounds.
I mean, that is probably the way that went. And I might add, by the way, that would have been unpleasant. Like, no one wants to lose him that way.
Yeah, that would burn. He felt that in his ears, too.
That would burn. Not the only place he would feel it.
Coming up next on my son's TV show.
You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there.
Time to play the game whose back hurts from carrying down all these years. Do you question?
You give us topics and events. This was the part Sarah was supposed to read.
It says Dan on the teleprompter.
Do you question my leech's analysis of a mascot battle?
Washington State is again great. I just talked to Mike Leach for something we're doing next week and asked him if he'd ever seen a ghost. Wait until you hear his answer to that. But he's got great answers for any question you've got. And they ask him about a Royal Rumble in the Pac-12 between the mascots.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have? We've got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down. Unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something. I don't know. The duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver... Well, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath. The Ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know, because if that Ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there. As far as a beast alone... a buffalo's going to be pretty hard to tangle with. I mean, a buffalo's utterly outstanding. Did I leave any of them out? The cougar will find a way. Clear-minded and crafty, a combination of stay out of harm's way and attack when you get your chances or your openings.
Okay. Now, please do that for every other conference forever and ever for the rest of my life. I will
never get bored. I would watch a channel dedicated to his ramblings. But he asks a good question. What superpowers does the Sun Devil have? What is a Sun Devil? Herm Edwards got there and didn't know what a Sun Devil is. So don't blame me for not knowing what a Sun Devil is. I don't know what kind of powers that thing has.
Like, it's very clear. The Sun Devil can harness the powers of the sun, which can mean lassoing sections of the flaming ball of fire that is our sun and throwing it at things. I think it's very clear. The Coug would not figure things out against the
neither
sun
would
devil.
The beaver.
Neither would a buffalo.
Neither would
sake.
The duck. The beaver and the duck would lose to the satanic
You're
fury.
You're not pecking the sun either. Clearly the sun devil is the victor.
Well, I know a mascot that is not a good fighter.
Which mascot is that?
There we go.
That's right. That's
what?
This fight. Yeah,
no!
This fight did not go
Help
well
him
for him. That's right. That's right. It's getting hot right now in his back.
Who's filming this instead of telling the person they're on fire?
Yeah. And now, mama, this hurts. Yeah. Somebody put this out. Wait a minute.
Someone's just standing there waiting?
Wait, that was fortuitous, huh? That somebody just happened to be walking by with a fire extinguisher.
Do you question if this is a goal to be proud of?
VCU and Old Dominion are the schools battling here. We're going to check in to shame VCU's goaltender, I assume. What happened here?
Oh no.
Oh, that is a goal to be proud of.
Yeah.
I mean, that he went looking for that. We've got much bigger shames. He was looking to do some of that.
Well, the shame is on the goaltender for waiting so long and enjoying the time when everybody had to watch him get himself set to kick it. Just kick it downfield.
And when you run back there to get the ball, just keep running and pick a new career. Tell me we've got a montage of goal scores here that are worse than that one.
Of course we do.
I knew it. Cue up the corny house band.
Off the face.
There's our house band right there. We paid
off the face again.
Top
He's
dollars.
Off the face? Oh, off the butt. Whoopsie. Oh, off the dome.
This is the cheapest version of the Benny Hill music I have ever heard.
Oh, no!
There it is again.
Not the kid with bad reflexes
He always makes the save.
And my father has made the same joke for 8 years about the save being made.
That kid is 45 now.
He really is.
45.
Do you question if this is romantic?
All right, Poppy. He's the king of romance right here. Look at that. That's the face of romance right there.
3 weeks? Man, that's a lot of action there. On a bike? In a bike race?
I haven't set that part up yet, so you don't know what he's talking about. This is in Spain, a 3-week race. I don't know what he was talking about. Is
what?
This romantic? Oh, he's going to propose.
Wait. What?
Yes. Congratulations.
We're not really racing at this point. First of all, you're holding onto the car, so you should probably get disqualified.
Wow, really? Sarah wants him disqualified. Listen to this ruler. She wants him disqualified for being romantic during a 3-week race.
The commish doesn't take days off, first of all, and it's a nice gesture, but how about you wait till the race is over? Because, like I always say, respect the race.
She got a ring. You know who is jealous?
Carmelo!
Mello!
I messed it up again. Last time you guys said Carmelo.
It's just
and
Mello.
I said Mello.
Just
and then
Mello.
This time I said the right thing and then you...
Two syllables, not three. Come on, it's not that hard, Sarah.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that is celebrating National Cheeseburger Day. The way he does every day, by having a cheeseburger.
Those are good.
Cheeseburgers.
No. Please don't ever make that sound near me again. You tell us what to watch on television tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued.
Sweet spot.
Unpleasant.
Cheeseburgers.
Tonight on the Travel Channel, Mountain Monsters.
Men love the sound of that. Women can do that. What? Okay. These guys are the monsters. The guys doing the chasing are also monsters. Let's see what we have.
Who's that?
You hear that?
I definitely heard that.
I heard that.
Right in the cornfield.
Yeah, I heard it.
That was something big.
Well, you know what we need to do. Let's get in the corn.
Let's see if we can go up here and pick up the track.
Go easy, guys.
Look for a track.
All right, nobody needs to get in front of the other.
Hold up.
You hear that? Listen.
I hear my ears. Right in front of the track.
Easy now, stay ready.
That wasn't no bobcat. Let's go.
Slow down a little bit, Buck.
Easy now, easy.
Slow down. You're getting way ahead of us.
Come on.
Everybody stay calm or there's going to be blood on this corn.
It sounds like it's right up here, guys.
Stay ready.
Watch out. Oh. What in the world?
My Lord.
I mean, we have seen 3 or 4 clips of this show yet, and I have yet to see anything that clearly indicates that there is anything anywhere these guys go that isn't put there by the producers. Sarah, are you intrigued? Yeah, I mean, you can't blame her.
I have a number of questions. Is it a coyote or a coyote? Because one time it was a coyote call, and one time it was a coyote. I also want to know why you got to get in the corn. I'm also very curious as to why you got to wear camo if it's nighttime. It's dark out. They can't see your clothes.
Cornfields at midnight are always going to be scary, no mater who's in them. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But you know what they should be searching for? A barber.
I mean, that's true.
A real nice
that's
haircut.
True. They would run away. Like, you know, they would run away if there were a barber there.
Mustache, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially that guy who looked like Will Ferrell at the front of the whole brigade with the big beard.
Tonight on Lifetime, Married at First Sight, the reunion special.
A reunion special. Married at First Sight, Poppy. That's practically the way that you did it. He got involved very quickly.
You know me. I'm a man of action.
Okay, I do know him. He is a man of action. Let's check in with these folks who also did it very quickly.
Wednesday.
Are you still married?
The couples reunite.
You miss her?
I may not know what it means to have sex, but that's why I wanted to have that experience with you.
What?
and share shocking revelations.
Matt, while you were married, did you ever have sex with another woman?
Stop pushing me to answer any more questions. I just have nothing to say.
In no way am I disrespecting you.
Stop.
The Married at First Sight Reunion Special, Wednesday at 8:30, only on Lifetime.
Was that Kevin Frazier in the middle of that? When he worked at ESPN, I'm guessing that's not where he had it ending up. Sarah, are you intrigued?
No, I don't want to watch it, but I do have questions once again. What did you think was going to happen on the reunion special? You wouldn't be asked any questions about whether you're still married or not. And also, I would understand if you said, I haven't had sex, but I don't know what it means to have sex is really troubling and makes me think that we should probably revisit the sex ed that we have in our schools.
Wow. How about you, Poppy? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Listen, I've been married for 52 years. You want to know the secret?
Not really.
Physical intimacy.
See, that's why. I knew that the secret was going to be something like that. Deeply unpleasant. Deeply unpleasant.
Get it, Poppy?
Yeah.
Keep it popping.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching. Lemon, lime.